All right, it's KBIA and Thinking Out Loud. Tonight on the program, we're talking about a lot of ways in which the campus is getting ready as the students come back into town. School just about to start. And joining us is Frankie Miner as Director of Residential Life. He is responsible for finding an awful lot of students somewhere to live here on the Mizzou campus. And Frankie, welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Nice to be here, Darren.
Let's first of all talk about just the process. This has got to be an incredible undertaking, particularly since an awful lot of the people that you're finding a home for are going to be new to campus and still kind of finding their way around.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge. One of the biggest challenges that we face this year, and it's a good problem to have, is that more and more people want to come to Mizzou. In fact, the freshman class size we projected earlier is going to be significantly larger than we projected and looks like it's going to be on track to be the largest we've had in MU history. That's great for MU. It's a challenge for us because we hadn't counted on quite as many coming in. But as of just this week, we've been able to offer all of the freshmen a housing contract. We had about 200 at one point on a wait list, but we've offered them all contracts. So we've got space for everybody. It's going to be a little tight, but there's room for everyone.
For those who it's maybe been a little while since they were in school, talk about the rules. I know that it's no longer the old deal where you lived on campus for your entire 4 years, but at least the freshmen, as I understand it, are required to have on-campus housing if they're not living with their parents here in Columbia.
We have a housing policy which says that first-time college students under the age of 20 should live on campus. And that's because of all the benefits associated. There's decades of research nationally that goes back that says students who live on campus, even 1 year, just do better academically, are more likely to graduate. While that's been our policy for the year, we've never rigidly enforced it because we know what's best for most students, but we don't get in the way of a family's decision about what's best for their individual student.
Okay.
And every year we've had 400 to 500 students who have opted not to live on campus. But rest assured, we still think that for most students, living on campus their first year is the best way to start off their college career.
Frankie Miner with us from Residential Life here at the University of Missouri, and we've talked about this before. You and I are just about the same age, and the one thing that I think has changed drastically in your world, I don't mean to be a grumpy old man about it, but this stuff's nicer than what we had when we were in the dorms 30 years ago, man.
There's no doubt about it, particularly as we're sitting in one of those older vintage residence halls right
indeed,
now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, when most of our residence halls were built, air conditioning was not included in that.
I remember.
It wasn't standard in most American homes back in the 30s and 40s and 50s when our buildings were built. In fact, the newest hall, when I started here, was built in 1965. So I think the amenities have changed, even the electrical needs. How I got the institution's attention about the needing to upgrade these facilities is I asked them, how many electrical appliances did a student bring in 1965? You could count that on one hand.
Probably, yeah.
And that's what the electrical capacity was designed for. Today's student, each one brings about 20 to 25, and there's two of them in a room.
Jeez.
So, yeah, in that sense, we just need that. But the key thing that we've emphasized is we're providing nicer accommodations. But I wouldn't really classify them as luxury accommodations. We've done a lot more emphasis on the educational components. There are study rooms on the floors. There's computer labs in those facilities. We actually have 10 different classrooms now in the residence halls where about 100 sections of class are taught each year. For some students, going to class may be as simple as going downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Because of the tragedy over on Providence Road earlier in the summer, obviously one of your facilities is closed. They're tearing down buildings as we speak. How much of a crunch has that put on you guys, particularly for the older students and married student housing and things like that?
The graduate student housing or the married students have always had, we've had limited capacity. At most, we had about 450 units for that. So we accommodated as many as we could. The good news with the closure of University Village, all of those residents who were living there who wanted to continue living with us, we were able to accommodate them.
Okay.
And still accommodate about 100 more incoming students as well. Early on in the process, we were a little concerned that we might not have room for the new students. But as it turns out, some of the students naturally graduate and move on to their families grow beyond our capacity to accommodate them.
And it's probably important to note, it was in the news in the days following the situation at University Village, all of the facilities have been checked for safety since then, correct?
Yeah, and we've always done routine safety inspections, worked very closely with the campus folks, the local fire marshals as well for doing that. But yes, in light of that recent situations, they were re-inspected again and certified for occupancy. So,
Frankie Miner, the Director of Residential Life, what's new with you guys? I mean, they're obviously building, going up all the time around campus. So talk about some of the newer facilities that you guys have going.
Well, right now what we're excited about is the reopening of Johnston Hall. Johnston had been an all-female hall for many years, closed for renovation. We'll be reopening again, and will be our only single-gender hall on campus. So it's reopening. Students are really excited. It's right in the center of campus, right near the rec center. So we're looking forward to that. Sitting right behind it, still under renovation, is Wolpers Hall. So that won't open until the fall of 2015. And then, as folks may have noticed, along College Avenue, we've got yet another new residence hall coming up out of the ground. The project's called Virginia Avenue South. We'll come up with a better name by the time it opens. But it's going to open in the fall of 2015, along with Wolpers renovation. It'll be about 331 beds, community style. And one of the things that we're kind of bucking the national trend on is most campuses that are building suite style, where there's a, you know, two rooms that share a bathroom, or apartment style. We're really building community style because we figure that's what's best for our students. We know our students tend to get to know each other much better in that. They're more satisfied in that type of environment. That interaction, which helps them kind of sustain here.
It's interesting that we're hearing you talk a lot about the research says and what they're doing in other places. Say, this is a complicated deal. It's not just we've got to get a room with four walls to shove everybody into.
And I think that's where Mizzou really stands out on the map. It's one of the reasons that brought me here 20 years ago is the institution had a commitment that the residence halls are not just a place to sleep. They are really part of the learning enterprise that's here. That's why two-thirds of our students choose their housing based upon academic or other types of interest. We've got our freshman interest groups where about a third of the freshmen coming in are not only taking common classes together and living together, they're linked with upperclassmen and a faculty member in that area as well. Then we've got the opportunity with our thematic learning communities, about another third of our students, who just live together with people who have some common interests with what's going on. So we're really trying to integrate the students' living experience as part of their learning experience as well. And we really kind of set the trend on that. I'm really proud, for the last 14 years, U.S. News and World Report has ranked Mizzou as one of the top 20 institutions for its emphasis on living and learning.
Nice. Well, I think that we can relate to that being a really good idea. I'm a journalism student. I'm living with other journalism students. I'm a music student. I'm living with other music students. And the guy in the room next door is a senior, and I can go ask him about this professor or this class or whatever, and that's going to have some very useful information for folks. Got to be an incredibly busy time for you guys. Just talk about the whole process of getting everybody in here in a week or two.
I know one of the amusing things that people often say, oh, it's summer, it must be a really slow time for
you.
Now, it's just busy in a very different way. First of all, we host, you know, probably about 25 to 30,000 visitors on our campus through our summer camps and conferences. And for many young people, their first exposure to Mizzou was coming in for band camp or wrestling camp or something. Mm-hmm. And so we keep our facilities pretty active during the summer months and for the summer welcome orientation program, where our newest students are coming in for a day and a half of experience as well. In the meantime, that's a lot of the time we also have a chance to do some of the deep cleaning or the renovation that we can't do when the buildings are occupied. So for us, for many of our staff, particularly our maintenance and custodial staff, the summer is their busiest time of the year, and we're always seem to be rushing right to the very last minute. You know, we don't officially open for another week, but we've got, you know, thousands of women coming in on Sunday for sorority recruitment. Marching Mizzou is going to start coming in on Sunday as well. So we'll be working Sunday night and right up to the things Sunday morning.
We've had a theme running through all of these conversations, and I think it's probably going to be the same thing with you. You run how many residence halls and buildings altogether?
Well, it depends upon what year you're talking about. Right now we're about 23, but okay. We've got at least 3 to 6 more planned under construction.
There's obviously, with the ability to handle housing for that many people, an awful lot of things that you could be doing right now. And just talk about what it is that's kept you working for a university, and this university in particular.
I think what's kept me here is the ability to impact. I mean, if you impact people's lives, if you think about what's the secret to life, you want to make your corner of the world a little bit better place than you found it. And I think Mizzou, particularly for me, has afforded me that opportunity to build great programs and services. You know, we've built 11 new residence halls and renovated 10. We're really preparing this institution not only for this current generation of students, but for the next generation. And to be part of a vibrant, growing institution, I mean, yes, we're doing great in the athletic arena. We're doing great in the academic arena. What we really focus on is looking at that student's experience outside of the classroom and trying to give them the best possible experience. And to be part of a great team, the Division of Student Affairs, I'm just really proud and really happy.
Well, and we all know from personal experience, you can have great professors, but if the rest of what's going on around you isn't working right, the college experience isn't going to work right.
Exactly. So it's all, if the hot water's not hot and the cold water's not cold and the food doesn't taste good, it shades everything else.
Right on. Frankie Miner from Residential Life, thank you a lot for the time today.
Thanks. Nice talking to you, Darren.